Right now it is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And in Major League Baseball yesterday, of course, with the potential, it would have been rained out anyway. The Yankees and the Twins were postponed, and the Rangers and the Red Sox were postponed yesterday. The Mets beat the Dodgers, wrapping up the Dodgers' nine-game win streak. The Mets won 7-2 yesterday. The Rays down the White Sox 9-0. There you go. Now, the other news in Major League Baseball. Miguel Cabrera has joined an exclusive club in baseball with just 28 members. The future Hall of Famer hit his 500th home run yesterday. Congratulations to Miguel Cabrera, really. He's a definite Hall of Famer, one of the best hitters ever in Major League Baseball. And congratulations. Aha, Chris Parsons dropped in this morning on Facebook Live. Say good morning to him. In other sports, you know, Major League Baseball did this Little League Classic game. I don't really understand what it was all about. I didn't really watch it that much. And Cleveland defeated the Angels. 2,000 fans were at the Muncy Bank Ballpark in Williamstown, including 16 Little League teams that were in the front row. And Cleveland won 3-0. So there you go. I don't know why they did the game there, but they did. And that's that. All right. So now in football, the Giants, playing mostly second stringers, lost in the last seconds to Cleveland. They had a chance to win the game, but did not. Cleveland defeated the Giants 17-13. The Jets got a big win. And it looks like the Patriots will keep as quarterback Cam Newton, as he had a pretty good outing. And it looks like the quarterback competition for the 49ers heated up. Trey Lance's game versus the Chargers was a very, very, very big game. All right. There's a video going around the internet that you have to see. It was at a Steelers game, and a fight broke out. The fight was between a man and a woman. And the woman instigated the fight. The woman instigated the fight. So there you go. All right. The Mets, congratulations to them, as we said. They snapped their losing streak, and they beat the Dodgers 7-2. In other sports news to pass along to you, Rod Gilbert, Hall of Famer, New York Ranger, died at the age of 80. He helped Canada win the 1972 Summit Series. Rod Gilbert. Remember those years the Rangers? They didn't win the Stanley Cup. They had the tag line, the two-goal-a-game line, the gag line, the goal-a-game line. And sticking with Rangers news, even though he wasn't a Ranger last year, the King, Henrique Lundqvist, retired after his long career with the Rangers and the Capitals. 16 seasons, a two-time All-Star, and 2012 he ends a close trophy winner. He's retiring from the game. So our best goes out to the King. All right. I'm trying to think if there's anything else in sports. Not really. That's about the best I can do for you this morning. And, of course, Mike Cossey will be in beginning Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with sports and the picks at Saratoga.